Here we go on a Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Grand Forks Best Source. We're going to be talking to a couple of guys today about vets in the park. You might know Scott from Integrity Fundraisers. Scott Kilby is on the show today, along with Terrence LaValle. This is a great thing coming up, and we're going to be talking about it today. The show, by the way, brought to you by Burggraf's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place on South Washington Street and the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. Ace Hardware is your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters with over 50 grills assembled and ready to go. You know what? They even offer free in-town delivery. Go pick out your Weber, your Traeger, your Big Green Egg, or your Napoleon Grill. They're going to put it together, and they're going to bring it right to your house. Ace Hardware and Paint, man, I tell you what, they've got it all. We know that here at GFBS because we pretty much got it all from Ace. You can see their full list of department and store services at acehardware.com, or you can call 701-738-0455. Burggraf's Ace Hardware and Paint, Ace, the helpful place. Have any questions or comments for Scott or Terrence? Our number is 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. Feel free to call or text in. Well, before we get too much further into the show, it is time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. We'll see what Paul, the producer, thinks about this one. Did you hear? Willie Nelson got arrested. Yeah, Willie Nelson got arrested, believe it or not. Yeah, he threw his joint at a guy. He died from blunt force trauma. Hey, how about that? I got a two thumbs up from Paul, the producer. Normally, jokes my neighbor tells me aren't very good. We had the mayor on yesterday, Brandon Bochansky, and he kind of went, and I thought it was a really good one. I'm going to start across from me first because Scott's been in the studio before. Scott Kildee, you were with Integrity Fundraisers. I actually thought coming into the show we were going to talk about some new stuff with Integrity, but how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. I do, before we get into this, you guys have got some stuff coming up with Integrity, too.
Yeah, we're... getting back to the back-to-school system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be fundraisers running all over town, lots of different schools working with us. And please, if a kid hits you up for a coupon book,
mm-hmm.
they're terrified. Say yes and buy one from them.
And you know, I would imagine the pandemic with schools and all that stuff had to really have sucked, actually, for you guys.
You know, the wife was looking for a new car, and... I told her, we're down $680,000. I think it's a tough time for a new car, you know. And I says, that was bottom line, you know.
Yeah.
But I think this year she might have to get a new vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's been bugging me about getting a new one, too. But would you ever buy an electric car?
No.
No.
Not in North Dakota.
I was reading some stuff on those today. How long it takes to charge, how much it costs to charge, and all of that work, how many hours and how much money to go about 250 miles. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's not saving anything. And what does it take to run, you know, a charger for an electric car? Well, it takes fossil fuels.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to some stuff coming up with Integrity Fundraisers, too. Now to my left, I want to introduce to everybody Terrence LaValle. How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 37 years old. I was in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. And I had signed up when I was 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I did 3 years in the Army. 15 months of it was in Iraq.
Okay.
And I have two sons that are going to be in high school.
Okay.
And
so your time in the Army, especially over in Iraq, what was that like?
It was different, you know. It took some getting used to, especially being gone for 15 months,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was married at the time, you know, sure. I had a son. So that took some getting used to being gone overseas, and you learn your new role being overseas, you
yeah,
know?
Got to be tough to leave the wife and kid behind, though, isn't it?
Oh,
it,
very hard, very
yeah.
hard. Yeah, my son was young, and I knew, you know, all the stuff that I'll be missing out on as he mm-hmm. as he grew, you know.
And again, thank you for your service, man. We need more people like you. Now we've been hearing a little bit about this. Vets in the Park is coming up now. How did this start?
So me and my dad were just having a conversation. My dad is he's a vendor. He does shows around the state, and we were just having a conversation about military events and stuff, and I know there's some around, but there wasn't really a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of, we were having a conversation, and it kind of went towards, well, there's events, but there's really not anything that is really big and, you know, to bring us together. And I know how I felt through, you know, the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have PTSD.
Okay.
And so I know how it is to be kind of secluded, and during COVID, everybody was kind of more standoff.
Sure.
So I thought, well, what better way than to have an event to bring other veterans and military service members together so that they feel included, that they don't feel forgotten about, so that they can have some of that brothership that we had in the in the military.
Right.
You know, some of that camaraderie that some of us kind of miss, you know. And being secluded, I'm sure there's other members out there like myself that are, you know, kind of struggling at times and, you know, just need a little bit support.
Sure, sure. I mean, you're putting your life on the line for our freedom. You know, yeah, I get this. Now, you guys are usually at the racetrack on Friday nights.
Yep.
People can come up and talk to you about all of this stuff, can't they?
Right, and we also have the flyer that we hand out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so we will answer any questions that you have. You know, we love to talk about the event and what it's for and, you know, what it stands about.
You know, it's Grand Forks is finally coming around. I mean, now they got a veterans park or a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we were a little behind the times there. It took a couple of guys to really lay the groundwork for this. But, you know, it's funny because you can go to any small town, North Dakota, northern Minnesota, whatever. They've all got things in their little towns supporting our troops and our veterans. And Grand Forks now is starting to come around. It's finally coming around.
Yep.
Now, Vets in the Park, this is to honor veterans, of course. And I mean, we're talking about the Air Force, Army, Marines, also the Navy, the Coast Guard. And now, and this is weird for me to add this in there, but the Department of the Space Force. But it was only a matter of time before that happened to be included, isn't it?
That's right.
You know,
we've got a lot of Space Force in North Dakota.
Yeah, we do.
Cavalier.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I got a text saying that was actually a good joke. Now, when is this going to happen, this whole Vets in the Park thing?
August 27th from 11 to 4.
And where?
University Park.
Oh, what a great place for it, too.
And the reason we're having it there is because there's parking.
Oh, sure.
That was the one thing with Memorial Park. It's really nice. You can park three vehicles there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a big party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, three vehicles. And you know, there's probably people out there thinking, okay, it's Vets in the Park. We're going to honor our vets. Really, there's not going to be that many people there. But as we talk about this event, this is the first time this has happened?
First time,
yeah. And do you plan on making this an annual thing?
Oh, yeah, it will be an annual event.
Because this, for being the first, it's going to be a heck of a good time. Mm-hmm. A really good time. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about executive properties. You know, I sit on my deck almost every night, and I know there's a lot of people that kind of envy me for being able to do that. Maybe you want a new deck? Well, then maybe you should get a hold of Executive Properties. In fact, if you look at their reviews on Facebook and Google, you're going to see a deck that they built for a guy, a good friend of mine, and it is incredible. But they don't just build decks, all right? Windows, siding, doors, concrete. Maybe you got some inside work. Maybe you got some outside work. Maybe you own a business. These guys do it all types of commercial and residential work. They're going to take care of you. They've got some great discounts, too, for seniors and referral discounts. Call them up, Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. You can also go to their website at executiveproperties.org. But do like I said, don't just believe me. Check out the reviews on Facebook and Google. We've known these guys for a long time, and they do tremendous work. Executive Properties here in Grand Forks. Terrence LaValle and Scott Kildee are in the studio today. We're talking about the Vets in the Park. Now, we talked about when. Coming up August 27th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. What day is the 27th?
Saturday.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So it's on a Saturday. Now, what is all going to be going on there?
Well, we've got guest speakers showing up, like the base commander.
Great guy. Yep, Curry, great guy.
I do understand that he might not be there because he's getting deployed.
Oh.
And so his replacement will be there.
Okay, I'm supposed to take him catfishing, but that might not work now, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
So we got guys from the base.
We've got the mayor speaking. We have Senator Marsalis.
Marsley.
Okay.
Who else?
We have...
Well, anyway, there's going to be several speakers.
Okay.
Okay. We have food truck vendors. We've got a snow cone guy. We've got, there's going to be cornhole.
Oh.
There's going to be, you know, horseshoes, a couple other games to play. We have three bouncy houses.
So this is a big time family oriented event.
Yeah. And you know, if you look at me, with this event, I am not a vet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My father served in Korea. I told him I was going to sign up. He said, I spent 3 years in the hospital and my hands were frozen solid and my back was broke. I don't want my son to serve. And I respected his wishes. For years, I've wished I would have served.
Mm-hmm.
But I did respect that. But now I've got a chance a little bit just to say thank you to all of these people. I watched him. I'd hear him in the middle of the night all the time with nightmares,
mm-hmm.
right? Never knew what happened with him. And I understand what these vets go through. And it's time to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being here in the Grand Cities Ball, I see a lot of Air Force guys coming in to get haircuts or going down to DMV or whatever. I go out of my way and say thank you. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like you. I was all set. I had it narrowed down to two countries where I was going. I was going to go into Armed Forces Radio. Mm-hmm. And I got a bad accident. And I basically spent a year in and out of the hospital. And well, lo and behold, they wouldn't take me after that. They said, you got to be able to get through boot camp. And, well, I couldn't run across the street. So, but, yeah, and I feel the same way. The way the country has been going lately, it just seems to me, and I might be wrong here, but it seems to me that our veterans get less and less respect all the time, and people forget how we got to be one of the greatest countries in the world. It is because of our veterans.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if you want to throw a little slam out there, but France should be kissing our butts because they could be speaking German right now. But, you know, lo and behold, here comes the United States to take care of them. Now, you guys, not only the bouncy houses and the food truck vendors and all that stuff, but you got some live music coming too?
Yeah, we do. We have Kenny and the Classics that will be coming out. And then we also have, you know, the Blue Whalers. That'll be coming out, and we might have a third coming up just to, you know, just to lighten the mood a little, mm-hmm. and tell some jokes, and yeah, it'll be a great time.
Now, when we talk about what you guys do, Vets in the Park, veterans give you peace and freedom. Now, you guys have a vision, and you also have a mission. I want to hear what your vision is.
Our vision is to actually, you know, bring the community and the veteran community together, you know, so that we're all as one, you know, and have the community meet our veterans, mm-hmm. you know, to give thanks. And also for our veterans to thank the community for, you know, being there for them, for supporting them. Because when you are gone overseas, you do need that support.
Sure.
You know? And then you come home and it's nice to have that support where people come up and, you know, thank you for your service because it does mean a lot. You know,
absolutely, it does.
Some of us did sacrifice a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we talked about the way the United States and the whole world is going right now. But, you know, I know a lot of people that retired from the military. I went to school with a lot of people, and I'm getting old, that they went in as soon as high school was done. They went in and they did 20 to 30 years. But it does seem like recruitment, do you know, it's been down, though, lately, hasn't it, for our armed forces?
It's been way down, yeah, because I don't see the numbers that I used to see even when I was in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of recruitment. There was a lot of people getting pushed through, and now you don't really see a whole lot of people really standing up to sign up for the military anymore.
That being said, North Dakota has more people per capita that serve than any other state.
Is that right?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's a wonderful thing.
Wow. North Dakota, nice.
Yes.
And North Dakota kicks some butt when it needs to be kicked.
That's right.
I love that.
And the other thing that we haven't talked yet about this is all of the veteran services that we're going to have there.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we've got a lot of different places that are from around the state, all right, upper Midwest, that are going to have information booths about what's available for these veterans.
Oh, sure.
And I think a lot of them don't realize some of the things that they have that's available to them.
So you don't just have to be from the Grand Forks area to come and celebrate this good time.
No, this is about having a good... That's the big thing. It's about putting a smile on everybody's face, you know, and just say thank you for what you've done. That is just so huge, and for everybody to meet each other, and please come out and have a good time.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter what branch you served in. It doesn't matter what state you live in or what town you live in. You guys are all in this together. You've all done this together. We're one country. And, man, I just can't say enough about people like you that are willing to put your life on the line for somebody like me, a schlep like me that just sits behind a microphone all day. What made you even go into the service?
Well, I mean, I was actually 15 years old when 9/11 happened.
Okay.
So I did see that on TV. And then as I got a little older, you know, I saw the war continuing on. And I was kind of at the point, you know, I had a one-year-old son. And, you know, I didn't want him to grow up in something like that. So I was always interested in joining the Army, even from a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I joined. And I didn't want my son to have to see anything again like that happen in the United States.
And, you know, I don't know why this came to my brain, but Alan Jackson was in town here for a concert this past weekend, and he had the one song, Where Were You, or Do You Remember When, whatever. But it was like, you go back to the JFK days, everybody remembers that, but everybody I know remembers what they were doing on 9/11. I remember exactly when I heard the first radio report. I was working construction at the time. I heard the first radio report, and I thought, it's just something bad happened. You know, it was just a crash. Well, then you find out 20 minutes later that another one hit, and then you knew it was going down. And when you got maniacs like that that can talk people into running a fully loaded, you know, commercial aircraft into the World Trade Centers, you know that shit's going to hit the fan. Pardon my French, but a lot of people did what you did after that. And said, we don't want this to happen in our country anymore. And they did the same thing you are. But now it's just kind of dropping off a little bit.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, yeah, the numbers are dropping off. But they are also lowering the numbers in the military, actually. Because there's actually no, active conflict in Iraq. There's
right.
no active conflict in Afghanistan. You know, so there's really no active...
Yeah, and another thing, too, is I would imagine that, and I might be totally wrong here, but with technology, I mean, now with the drones and all of this stuff, we probably don't need quite as many guys on the ground, maybe not so many boots on the ground. I mean, we still, you know, obviously we have to, but technology's changed. I mean, gosh, walk into frickin' Walmart or something one time, and you know, they got these 25 checkouts there with two of them open, but they expect everybody to go through the self-checkout. You know, I can't do it. I'm too dumb. I'm computer illiterate. But you got 900 people waiting to go through five of these little self-checkouts. But the computers are starting to take jobs away for people. Obviously, you can replace eight people with one computer. And I would imagine the military, maybe it's kind of the same way, but a little bit different. I don't know.
Somewhat. I mean, they do have eyes in the sky. There are the drones that do help a lot, you know. But as far as actually replacing maybe boots on the ground, I think it would be less. But maybe as far as in the air, I can see that happening.
Sure. I mean, we're running missions from Grand Forks Air Force Base all the way across the world. Another kind of a funny story. Years ago, I got lucky enough to go on a media tour of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And that's when I finally got to see one of these drones. And they are huge. And it's like, well, I'm sure you won't let me take a picture of it. And he goes, you can take all the pictures you want, but you do not take a picture of that tail number. And I'm like, well, what's the big deal? Well, these people overseas, they can see that too. If I happen to share it on social media or something and they happen to get their hands on it, well, they're going to know, okay, that one's parked in Grand Forks. There's one less we don't have to worry about. But it's amazing how war has changed compared to what it was even in Iraq. It's just amazing. This is going to be such a great time. 11 o'clock, bring your lawn chairs, things like that, or, yes, or how will definitely. That work?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I would because of the bands that are playing, you know, and we are going to have some food there, but you can bring your own picnic and stuff. It is a non-alcoholic event.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
You know, and we kind of tossed around a little bit because of the vets. We decided that's the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? You can wait a couple of hours if you really need a beer, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Is there any websites, any way to find out more information about this? I know we're going to put this poster up in our studio window here.
Vetsinthepark.org.
I'll write this down.
And you can make a donation there. And we would love to see some donations to help pay for the event.
I would imagine an event like this is not cheap to put on.
No.
So who's footing the bill right now? You guys just hoping for some more people to donate?
That's correct.
Okay. And you for spearheading this thing, man, what a great idea. This is something that should have been done a long time ago. And again, hats off to you and your dad.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we saw the need and, you know, we stepped up. And
and you know what? Do like I do. If I end up going to this thing, I'm going to be shaking more hands than I could ever imagine, because I will go out of my way to thank these veterans. And, you know, it's about time you guys get your due, too, don't you think?
Yeah, and we appreciate it. We appreciate all the things.
It's going to be fun. And I do believe we are going to be talking about this again on an upcoming show.
That's correct.
So we're just kind of giving you a little sniff of what's going on here, because I'm sure you're going to find out more details and things like that as we get closer to the time. But, again, put this down in your calendar, August 27th. It's at University Park right here in Grand Forks, right down off of campus, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to see Kenny and the Classics. You're going to see the Blue Whalers. You're going to see all kinds of great speakers, food. There's going to be the bouncy houses, art, all kinds of great things going on. And it's all to honor and support people in this country that probably deserve it more than, well, pretty much anybody I can think of.
And I want to challenge everybody in Grand Forks and the surrounding area to come out and say thank you. Even if you drive up, you shake one hand, and you leave, okay? It makes a difference. This is a chance for Grand Forks to say thank you for what the military has done for our city. And if you think about it a little bit, okay, what did the base do for our city for years?
Yeah.
Right? And I just, you know, please come out and say thank you. And if you're a vet, please show up so we can show gratitude.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned that you guys are usually in front of the opening here at the River City Speedway. And we'll give you a shout-out again tomorrow during Dirty Thursday. But one thing I absolutely love being the announcer at River City Speedway is when we do our anthems, you can see all the vets that are up there because they're saluting.
Right.
But, you know, the rest of us got our hand on our heart. These guys are saluting, and we cannot say enough about the vets. It's funny when I go and I stop somebody, sir or ma'am, you know, they're in their fatigues or whatever, and say, thank you. A lot of them are shocked. And all they can say is, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they hear it enough. People don't realize when you enlist and you're in the service, it doesn't matter what branch, on any given day, you could be gone. I mean, you could be gone to a different country, you could be gone to a different state, or you could be gone from the face of the earth, and it's all to protect us. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming in again.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Again, it's coming up August 27th. We will be doing another show about this here soon. Vets in the Park. Man, remember, the veterans gave you peace and freedom. We need your support. They need your support. And again, we're going to be talking about this quite a bit coming up. All right. Hey, want to give a shout out to Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Sit down, takeout diner. Serves breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. They got the brand new menu coming out next week, and they're going to go back to opening at 7 o'clock in the morning again next week. And talking about military guys and girls, you get a 15% discount if you're in the military. Check out the Most Daily Dish. We do it most mornings at 9 o'clock during the update. You're going to love this place here at Suite 31 right here in the Grand Cities Mall. That is Moe's Cafe, all right? Dirty Thursday tomorrow brought to you by River City Speedway. We're going to be talking about A-Mods, and we'll talk a few late model stuff, too. Dustin Strad is going to be coming in, and it's going to be an awesome show. Hey, don't forget, we'd also like to give a heads up to help support Grand Forks Best Source. Check out the donate link at the top of the gfbestsource.com website or in the About section on our Facebook page. You know, every donation helps us out with our overhead costs, so please donate as little or as much as you desire. And you know what? Leaving Grand Forks Best Source a review on your favorite podcast app is another great way to help support us. And we thank each and every one of you for making us part of your day and the support. And if you've got any ideas about a show, maybe it's about a great event like Veterans of the Park, maybe it's a special human interest story, maybe you got a three or a four-piece band that wants to come in, feel free to email us, local@grandforksbestsource.com, all right? Hey, Big Screens and TV Streams comes on at 2 o'clock today. Make sure you check out Dale on that show. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. And you know what? Become a patron on Podbean. Maybe you could win yourself a pretty cool-looking GFBS hat like that. You know, Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.